leading us praise.
Presenting Patty Doll and Heart Song. They are going to give a little bit of their testimonies of their lives, but more important, they are going to be singing music, and they are going to be performing music that is centered around their healing and how it brought them to a place of being whole again. So folks, we hope that you enjoy the show, and I know that there's going to be something that you will be able to identify. And I think that for the most part, they're a real great group of cowgirls who are really interested in bringing their craft to the airwaves. So please enjoy the show.
All right, it looks like we're all on the same page today, man. So we're so happy to be with you ladies today, and also all the viewers out there in TV land seeing this program today. And we just come all the way from Connecticut, and just come to bless you and to take some territory for the kingdom of God, amen. Have we got any agreement on that today? So we're going to sing, we're going to do some praise, we're going to do some worship, we're going to do some exhortation today. We're going to take you through the gamut of emotions, amen, because we know that when your heart is touched, you know that God's getting in there and working, amen. So are you ready to, you can worship any way you want to this morning. You can get up out of your seat, you can just tap your toe on the floor, you can do anything you want, you can give the wave. You can do whatever you want this morning. So worship as you like. And so our first song this morning is called Get Up.
Sing a new song to the Lord.
song called Wear Your Cowboy Hat, and it's a country song to encourage you about a girl who just went for it. Dance floor's open. She was talking in a store more like a mini mart. It was her first time. It helped her get her start.
Sharks wanna eat. You're saying you can't take no more. Song, but it makes a point because, you know, the Bible says, you know, the tongue is a little member, but it can really start a big fire, and you can tear people down so quickly with one little word. And, you know, once that word comes out, you can't take it back. It's there forever. And I know that many of us, myself included, grew up, you know, with a lot of derogatory talk, and it weighs on you. And, you know, thankfully the Holy Spirit comes in and cleanses us of that, and we can walk in, you know, in newness and not have to worry about that. But just remember, you know, that our tongues were given to us to glorify and edify and to build up the body, not to tear it down. So enjoy the song, but just remember, you know, the real meaning behind it.
Speak what is lovely.
friendships to turn them into spies. Search out all the circumstances to find out if you're taking chances. Real and trust from all those days gone by. We gotta stop begging. Tame those blazing tongues the best we can. Slowly and go the other way. You have permission to do that. So a pastor of mine years ago, he said, Patty, hang around anointed, upbeat people and your life will go much better for you. Uh-huh. And isn't that the truth? Yeah. So how many of you like blues? We got a blues song.
Oh, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, I mean, I can go in any denomination, say you like blues, and they may not raise their hand, but as soon as the music starts, all of a sudden we get no's, but we get bobbleheads. You tell me how that works. Just call on the King.
Just call on the King, oh yeah.
Those who just believe that
tight were marked for all to see. The love that fills our eyes with Christ is proof the blood flows free. Can you see the blood in the morning storm when His mercy washes clean? Can you see the blood of light so thick, its red color rings are green? Can you see the blood in all its glory, never losing power? Can you see the blood eternity's love, even in the midnight hour? Its red color brings the green. Can you see the blood in all its glory, never losing power? Can you see the blood eternity's love, even in the midnight hour?
Step out and step into that water and let the seas just part around you. And I've been singing with Patty for 5 years now, and she's always been telling me, you got to do a solo, you got to do a solo, you got to do a solo. And I kept saying, I didn't sign on for that. I signed up for a backup. I have the email at home that says, would you be interested? So it's not on there. Soloist is not on there anywhere. So anyway, this year we decided that we're going to do it, and I was going to step out and at least make an attempt. And so, I found this song, and I love, I don't know if you know J.J. Heller, but I love J.J. Heller, and her songs are very simple and very full of a lot of meaning. And so I found this simple little song by her, and it's called Your Hands.
Yeah.
And it sings and touches my heart every time I sing it, because no matter what my situation, no matter where I am, no matter my struggles, no matter the joys, I can look and I know that I'm resting right in His hand. And He has me in His hand, and I will never fall away from Him. He will never let me go. And so I chose this song because it's a really simple tune, but the words also are very touching. So just pray that they minister to your heart, and just allow the words just to fill you. And as I always say, don't shoot the messenger, just listen to the message.
Feet of mine, Lord, before these feet of mine.
when I go there, I get breakthrough. Maybe you don't have a prayer closet in your house, and maybe it's in your car on the way to Walmart. Nobody around. You can holler at the Lord, not because you're mad at him, but because you just want and you need what you need. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
So that green couch is an awesome thing. And I wrote this song called Cradle Me Jesus years ago, and I brought it on, put it on this album without really thinking the fullness of the importance of it. How many of you, because these days are getting so dark,
yes.
And if we think about it too much, we can get really discouraged and not press on. Amen? But you know what? He's there for us. And I want to encourage you with this song and Cradle Me, Jesus, because you know what? I believe that the majority of our prayers are protection prayers. Amen?
Amen.
I just read this book. I can't tell you the author because I forgot it. But he says 85% of what we pray about is our own personal comfort. So, and I don't mean that in a bad way. Because you know what? Who else are you going to share it with sometimes? You know what I mean? It's the Lord. Anyway, I pray this ministers to your heart. So just open your heart to receive because he's going to be there for you.
My
Great on me, Jesus, keep me safe in your arms. You are my refuge, keep away every harm. You are the one, Lord, I truly adore. Send all your angels to guard at my door. Send all your angels to guard at my door.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Amen. Wow.
I didn't say it very loud, and I had like all kinds of agreement around me. So you people know what that's all about. We want to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And even though we may not like television so much, I mean, I do, but I just don't especially like being on this side of it. Like, I don't know, once in a while I get on my Netflix coma, you know, but anyway, you know, we get together as ladies here because we need to be powerful, amen?
Amen.
We need to have the emergency or the emergence of Christ come right through the television set to the people out there, amen?
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
That's what we need to do today. I don't know about you, but I am definitely not threatened by the unpopularity of Jesus' ministry and the work that he did, not one bit. And I pray that we're all in the boat on that. You know, teaching about Jesus and his truth and his resurrection will always get you in trouble with other people that don't have the same belief system as you.
Oh, well.
It's tough. You know, Jesus' work is incompatible with anybody else's belief system. We're the only ones, kids, that can proclaim that his work was heaven right here on earth. Mm-hmm. Amen. It hasn't lost its power. It's as powerful as it was in the Acts 2 church.
Amen.
Amen. The Acts 2 church was, they were all together in one accord. And I love that word because it talks about being in one accord, that they had an affectionate bond between each other. Do we have one here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can just walk in the place this morning and have an affectionate bond with y'all. Because you know what? There's a lot of glue of love holding y'all together here.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And you know what? When you have that affectionate blonde. Yeah. When you have that affectionate bond, that must have been a slip intended by the Holy Ghost. When you have that affectionate bond together and you're all in Christ Jesus, do you know what you can accomplish? Amazing. Ooh, you know, I pray that this is the kind of place where you sisters know each other so well that you actually retire to each other when you need to engage in spiritual warfare. Those times when you pray together, you come together as this massive spiritual authority. You gotta get who you are. You gotta get who you are. And I don't know, how many of you asked for more anointing this morning?
Okay.
I know we did. You know what the purpose of your anointing is? For your warfare. That's what it's for. So we all come together as women to form a particular body of Christ right here. And what's interesting is that the Acts 2 church, oftentimes they met in homes. Mm-hmm. And what? I'm in the house. Am I not? Kind of like a house here.
Yeah.
You know, it was about smaller groups and houses. Yeah. It's not about the honking Pepsi arena.
Yes.
We don't have to have a big arena for God to work powerfully in our midst. Amen.
Amen.
Because our small group right here can turn and influence a whole city and turn it around for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, so I don't want you to ever lose sight of the fact that you are powerful together. And it's really true, where two or three are gathered. Amen. So know that your sphere of influence is powerful, it's huge. And I don't care how old you are. I don't care even if you're 70s or 80s and you think your service to Christ is done. You can be a praying grandmother for those kids, amen, and for those grandchildren, you can be a powerful influence in their life. So, Father, today I pray that when they hear this testimony, Lord God, that you would fill these people even more of your Holy Spirit and his love, Lord God. Father, that they would come together and leave this place with even more supernatural faith. That they would leave this place today with more supernatural boldness in Jesus' name. That there would be, that the faith would be spiked so high, Lord God, that it would eradicate sickness in this group, amen.
Amen.
That demons would come out, that the darkness would be dispelled, that courage would be birthed right here in their hearts. Mm-hmm. Father, I ask for today a redefining of what's possible. Mm-hmm. And most of all, Lord, give them competence in their communication with the people out there on the street, that they come in contact with, not only the people inside the church, but the people out on the street that are hungry and desperate, that are the harvest.
Amen.
Father, I pray that they are so vocal about the ministry of Jesus that Satan can't shut your mouth.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Well, I'm going to have to keep my... Can you tell me how many minutes I've got left? This will help me.
As many as you want.
Amen. You just do it.
We'll cut it off.
All right. That's good. I used to live in Alaska. And my ex-husband and I were in the oil field. And we had so much money, we didn't know how to spend it. We were just kind of kids in our mind, you know. We had so much money. We'd worked in restaurants before and taken a few years out of our schedule to work our way through college and so forth. So by the time it was to make some money, we moved to Anchorage, Alaska, because my ex-husband had family there, and so it was an easier transition because we had family, and that's always a good thing. But the money came. It flowed. We had everything, a house full of antiques. We had beautiful cars, and I had a red Corvette. In fact, I wrote a song about that a long time ago, red Corvette, and that was an idol in my life. But you know what? I was still empty. But what happened was things started going wrong. My daddy died, and our marriage was really only held together with chewing gum because we didn't know Jesus, we didn't know the Bible, we didn't know what was going on. And you know what? All these problems are common to man. That's what the Bible says, amen? A lot of you women in this place have gone through the rigors of divorce. So anyway, we moved to New England because he wanted to have a new career and to go in the acting field. And you know what? He did great.
Huh.
I was home all by myself all the time.
Oh.
He was out there in New York, you know, at night, putting on plays and taking the train home 3-4 o'clock in the morning. And it was just, you know, it was just, and I started to, I had formed a business of a design studio and so forth. Still didn't know Jesus. Had no, but it was such a hard time because we'd really lost our fortune. Because we left Alaska with a great big old bank wad. It didn't last us long. It did. We went through that just like Amtrak. I was down to $25 in my checking account. Nothing left. And it was really hard on me. It was really, in fact, I went into a depression. And I remember my husband saying, you know what, you're going to have to get off the couch. Because I'd just stay in my jammies all day, stay on the couch, watch TV, dark apartment with the blinds closed. I was depressed. Mm-hmm. I was depressed. I turned to witchcraft.
Lord.
I turned to witchcraft because I needed some answers.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. I didn't have Jesus in my heart. Mm-hmm. But I turned to it because I thought it was going to be the answer that I needed to help me out of my dilemma and feeling so bad. But all this time, the marriage fell apart. It did, and I just, so I went to a woman's house who was a master, and she was a necromancer.
Lord.
necromancer, and I went to her. I loved my readings. I'd lay down my $20 to get a reading, you know, because she would tell some, of course, truth mixed with lies, but I didn't care about the lies. I just wow, she could just speak right into my heart, and I knew that it was, and she was speaking some truths, amen. And so anyway, I'd go, she'd say, now you can't come in here, but every 6 months. And well, I would sneak in 2 months, 3 months, and she'd go, no, you can't come in here, you can't. I just wanted to, I was hooked on the counterfeit power.
Yeah.
So she advertised one night and said that she was going to have a Friday night class where you could open up to the spirit realm. Well, I didn't really care about that so much. I just wanted to be close to her because I might get a free reading, you know? So here's the experience that happened. We gathered 12 people, 12. We didn't know each other. We gathered in her living room, and we were told to open up to the spirit realm. Now, I mean any spirit. It wasn't the Holy Spirit. It was the it was opening up to the spirit world, and that ought to raise the hair on the back of your head, because you're opening up the doorway for anything to come in. So we did that, and of course, for some reason, I'm one of the gals that was seeing images first. She says, whenever you get a, when you get an image, just speak it. Just speak the image. And so I did. And so one lady next to me started crying, and I looked over, I didn't know her, you know, and she cried. I stood up, I saw a gentleman sitting in a recliner with a sweater on. I described the sweater, and she started crying next to me. That was her deceased husband, and she still had the recliner in her home. So you see, Patty Doll was accelerating kind of fast in this thing, so I was all puffed up. I thought, wow, I'm really great. I didn't give any credit to the Lord. I just thought, wow, I got some power going on here. It was the counterfeit power. And then I got calls from people that wanted me to come and talk to them in restaurants and interpret their dreams and stuff. So you know what? It was all garbage. It was all garbage. I didn't know what I was doing. But there were different stages to that. We would, you know, then we would get in a circle and hang on to hands and bathe ourselves in the white light. That wasn't the light of Jesus. That was the white light of the enemy. And so I developed what was called remote viewing, meaning that I could see inside of people's body cavities and tell where their illnesses were. And it was represented to me as black boulders that would spin in unison. One woman came up to me, and I looked in her lungs, and I said, "You got two. There's two black things going on in your lungs." And she said, "Yes, I have a problem breathing, and I've been a heavy smoker all my life." Another lady came up, and I saw two black boulders on either side of her hip, and she said that she needed surgery because she had poor circulation that, for some reason, was being cut off in her hips. Well, I got to tell you, by the time I had that skill of remote viewing, which is all demonic, when you're under the devil, that it's all demonic, okay? I was like walking around thinking I was the best thing since sliced bread. And then what happened is I started to hear the chatter. I could hear information that was given to me by demonic entities and so forth. And so that was just, to me, at that time, the cherry on the cake. God had a different plan for my life.
Amen.
He had a different plan for my life. And, you know, I have an expression where he salted my oats. You can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink, but you can always salt his oats. Amen. Because he salted my oats and he made me willing. And I started not having fun anymore. There were things going on in my house, demonic things that went on in my house that I didn't have any control of anymore. Okay? All these horrible images in my windows, and I wasn't just imagining them. They were manifestations of demonic entities, and it was horrific. Well, I had to get out of there. How do I stop it? I opened the door, but I knew that little old me couldn't stop it. Once I opened the door, how am I going to stop all this stuff? So I went to my friend, who was a spiritualist and a necromancer also, and he had become born again. So I went to Franny and I said, "How? I got to get out of this stuff. I don't want anything to do with this. This is really creeping me out." And so here's what he did. He opened the book of Leviticus. I came to the Lord through the book of Leviticus. The law convicted me, and then it pointed me to the cross. And I didn't want to know anything about Jesus. I didn't want to know anything about being born again. I didn't know anything about the scriptures. So we opened it up to Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6. And here's what the Lord says about all that garbage I was doing. He said, "I will set my face against the person who turns to mediums and spiritists to prostitute himself by following them, and I will cut him off from his people." Has he changed?
No.
Does he still feel this way?
Yes.
When you go to necromancers and dial up psychics on the phone, you are putting yourself into a position that it's absolutely forbidden by God.
Yeah.
Here, let me read it again. "I will set my face against the person who turns to mediums and spiritists to prostitute himself by following them, and I will cut him off from his people."
Thus saith the Lord.
I love Leviticus. You know that 85% of this book is directly from the Lord's mouth. There's no other book where he talks so much but Leviticus. Here it is, same chapter, but it's verse 27. Now here's what was going to happen to me if I kept going. It says, "A man or woman who is a medium or spiritist among you must be put to death. You are to stone them, and their blood will be on their own heads." I know we don't stone anymore, but I'll tell you what, I know that if I would have kept going in this, something terrible was going to happen to me. I didn't know what or when it was going to happen, but I knew it in my spirit. That was a day that I ran to the mercy seat.
Hallelujah.
I'm running to the mercy seat where Jesus is calling. He said that he would comfort me. I'm running to the mercy seat. I'm running to the mercy seat.
Okay, folks, I hope you enjoyed the show. You have been listening to Patty Doll from Heartsong. All of her contact information will be at the end of this TV show. Folks, thanks for joining us. I am Krista Jan Ryan, and I am your host for Recovery from Religion, where we come to learn to live in the acceptance of our losses, and we look to the hope for healing to become whole again. Thanks for joining us, and folks, we'll see you next time. God bless.